Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Style and Food RA.
Brought to you by your favorite cousins, Brinny Ray
and Amber Lowe. Yeah.
Oh God, no, but yes. We're gonna get it.
How are you guys? We've just had a fantabulous bank holiday.
Fantabulous. The sun is shining.
You know, he said, "This is the sun said June 1st. Wait for me,
Medea.
How are you? How are things?
You know what? I am the happiest I've been in a long time.
I love that.
That's how I really am. How are you?
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. I'm just like good spirit.
Life is just fantabulous.
It's great. Like, I'm broke, but it's fine. Like, I'm broke, but I'm happy.
You know what? My bank holiday wasn't half as eventful as it should have been.
Yeah.
But I'm really happy because
What? What is she saying?
Sorry, I have a confession. I was going to share it with you. Mate, I've been drinking rum punch on my way.
So you're fucked, basically.
I'm not fucked, I'm just a bit slurry. Do you want some?
Oh, God.
It's well strong. I only had like two sip. Fucking I was on the train. Sorry, you know when it's like, that. Imagine POV, that scene, you're in the club and everything's spinning. You're like, whoa, that was me on the train.
That's like fucking hell.
That is strong as. And I feel like it's marinated.
I just smell it. It smells like Jamaica.
No, literally. So I didn't have any plans for bank holiday Monday. So I just simulated a bottomless brunch in my own house. So I ordered Caribbean. So we got jerk. We got curry goat. We got rice and peas. We got the mac. We got coleslaw. Got the festivals. Then I got the rum punch.
Yeah, you're happy.
Party on my
this
ones.
This is nice.
So yeah, I saved my money a bit because I saw people spending like hundreds on a night out. It's mad.
I saw a tweet today.
What did it say?
The direct debits really humbled me.
Oh shit, yeah.
So now I woke up this morning and
tappy.
I'm Mrs. McTapperson, mate. I ain't looked at my account yet. And I saw that tweet and I thought, fuck. And I counted all the things that were coming out today and I thought, fuck.
You got to look though. You got to look. Come on.
I'll look after later.
Mate, them ones went, when you go order something, like no, you go buy something from Sainsbury's for like £1.50. That's when it's going to disgrace you.
But we don't know donut. Do you know what I mean?
No, I get that. But also, I just feel like life is for living. And
like, saving for this and that, blah, blah, blah. But like in the midst of that.
the midst of that,
you should be creating memories and having like, you know, those like think pieces on Twitter, like, how I got my house in 1.5 years, and it's like I didn't go out. No.
Yeah, like budget for,
fun,
£30 a month. Like, okay. That's not fun.
In this LDN, I don't think so.
Yeah. No, I get that. But I also think that it's because we've been locked down for so long and we haven't had anything to spend money on. We've kind of been in an alternate universe.
Yeah.
That's not reality, because the reality is we were paying like transport to go to work. You're probably buying lunches. I know I was buying lunches. I don't know, like in my head I'm like, how could I afford that?
£7 lunches
go for drinks after work, then you're still able to go out on the weekend, and you know what, you didn't die.
No,
and you still made it to the end of the month.
Yep.
So it's okay, we'll do it.
We got this.
How was Brighton?
Oh, Brighton was lush. I keep saying this, but it was just so nice to just get away, and because the weather was so lovely, it was just nice. And I feel like every few months, like, girls need to like get their girl group together and go and do a staycation, like just go and get a nice big Airbnb or something, and just like, it was so, it's just not forced. Do you know what I mean? Like, first night, you like have games night, just chilling, joking, like bussing bants. Like, it was just nice female energy.
Bussing bants.
It was
really like girls just want to have fun. It was really nice.
It was literally girls just want to have fun. And it's like, you know, you're all getting ready together, showers and this and that. And it's just like cute. We was like, okay, now we've done Brighton, we can definitely go on holiday together.
It was like testing the waters.
And we all were fine. Because there's going out and then there's going on holiday with a group of people. But yeah, it was nice. I just want this weather to stay, because feel like I'm at my happiest,
when the
best
sun is out,
and just like the most approachable. when the sun's out.
Most appropriate. What do you mean, like on nights out?
No, as in like I'm just nice to people, you know. Oh, like, on okay, the street, yeah. Like, I'm not trying to like fight anyone.
But yeah, it's not. You know,
no, it's just like, hey, doll.
Yeah.
Right. Like, have a nice day.
It's like posy vibes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Always posy vibes.
I'm really excited. I mean, looking at, apparently someone said it's going to like thunderstorm on Thursday, but I'm
yeah,
not quite
I saw
sure
rain
about
on
that.
Thursday too. Let me check the map.
But I think
first.
The sun is going to come back. It's going to give us a bit of vibes on Saturday.
I mean,
just
I'm
a bit cloudy.
I think we have to just appreciate that it did come out on a bank holiday.
Yeah, it's mad. Yeah.
Like, and it was scorching, you know, for the whole weekend. Mm. So, mate, when we were leaving Brighton, obviously we left like quite early in the morning, so our checkout was early. It was like, because it's like uphill with the train station, and it's just like a swarm of people coming down to Brighton Beach, like
oh,
on that
really?
Day on
oh.
the Sunday. And we were like,
oh, you left on the Sunday?
No, Monday. On Monday. Sorry, I lied. On yesterday.
You lied.
Yeah. Almost.
You fucking lie.
You lied. You fucking liar.
No, that was really nice. I think my bank.
It's Friday, it shows rain.
Friday? All yeah. right. Well, that's it then. At least we're allowed inside.
Yeah.
So it is what, party still goes on, just
party
indoors.
Go on.
My bank holiday revelation was I need to get out of, you know what, I'm like, I'm so chill. When it comes to organising things, I'm so
you're
relaxed.
Very last
minute. I'm like, oh, I don't know how I'm going to feel on July the 14th. I don't know if I want to book that ticket because, you know, I might be like, want to do something else. Or I think what it is that I have a very grass is greener mentality that it's like, I don't know if this event is going to be good.
Yeah,
and I don't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
tie myself down to something and something else might come up.
Yeah.
But the reality is
nothing's
coming.
Up.
So I did have fun over the bank holiday, but there were a lot of like really good events that you needed to have tickets for. And I don't have a ticket and you can't just show up.
Yeah.
And it was like, it got me down. It got me down. Obviously, happiest I've ever been in a while.
FOMO,
but it got me
FOMO.
Down a little bit. I was a bit foamed and I barely get FOMO. So that's a big deal for me to get FOMO. So now I'm just like, is that a link? Book it.
No,
like,
literally.
I'm booking stuff. I'm trying to be a bit
proactive.
Yeah. And
you
not
have
just
to
let
be. That's
life
what
happen.
I'm like, I've got a brunch book for 24th of July.
Yeah.
We booked that like last month.
Yeah. And I would always give
before.
You side eye. Like, oh, you're so
yeah,
extra.
Like we booked Brighton in March.
Yeah, you
like,
did.
We, like
yeah.
all these things, like I usually book well in advance.
Yeah.
And so like, I do understand what you mean by, because there's like a couple of times where like another group of my friends are like, is anyone free on this day? And I'm like waiting. I'm like, so it comes closer to the time.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh. I should have just been
just
like,
gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because as well, you don't want to constantly be going out with the same people either.
You
want to
mix
you
it up,
mix
yeah.
And, like mix it up. But
mix it up.
No, I'm not saying no to anything.
Club, never no. club. Flight, holiday, no sleep, no sleep.
Literally, that's what it's like. It's what it's got to be like. Any more updates? Anything you've been doing? Anything cheeky in these streets?
Anything cheeky in the street? Oh, went to a club.
Oh, met anyone?
Arrest me now then. Because there's a legal in it. Lock me up.
Throw away the key.
You know what? It was an experience. I need to practice my dance moves a little
yeah.
bit. It was my first time I was wearing heels. So I need to really, oh, you know what it was? You know, when you're on the dance floor, well, not dance floor, you're dancing.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go get a drink. But obviously the walk, you're walking past
walk.
Amanda.
Yeah,
walking,
yeah.
So you got to do the dance walk.
Yeah, yeah.
Baby girl, that first walk, yeah? I just said, just walk. I said, just walk, because right now what you're doing...
is dramatic.
It's not gyrating the way it's supposed to be gyrating. It's not giving what it's supposed to give.
That is so
I
funny.
Like, I said to my friend, I was like, mate, I tried to dance and walk in it. Yeah.
We need to have practice nights. Yeah. I'm not even joking.
We tried it. We had some silly ones in
we
lockdown,
had
some, but
no,
we need
no.
serious
we need
ones.
Serious
yeah.
ones. Like we need to just play the music and get a group of us and just dance.
Just dance. Go
just
down
dance,
low.
Go down low.
I was going
to the toilet.
I tried
back.
To go low. I just bring it back up. Up, back up,
back,
back
up.
Up.
You go and the knee goes, nah, yeah. The knee's like, not today.
Wait, my knees were like, no, back up. But it was nice. It was a nice vibe around people. Like the bottle girls are coming. I'm just like, oh my God, this, I'm in my element. Like,
oh my God.
Gel. It was good. It was good. Yeah, I don't know. It was good. And
good.
Then the next day I woke up, obviously, get home, birds chirping, chirp, chirp.
Get you get
if
it
you
now.
Know, you know.
You get
get
if it. You know, you know.
Literally. So I wake up, I'm in my element, still drunk, went to... I went to Starbucks to get a peach iced tea, sat there just drinking it by myself.
Nice.
Went to buy my brother some bits from the shop.
You're thinking about.
Yeah, thinking about as many things.
Yeah.
I come home, my mum's like, where did you go? I was like, oh, wouldn't you like to know? I went to a club. I'm giving it the chat thinking she's going to be like, oh, why are you so cool? She was like, there's an Indian variant. I was like, oh yeah, true, yeah.
What is COVID?
In my head, COVID is gone, but it's not. It's here.
In Brighton, it's very...
Oh, they strict, strict?
Yeah, like loads of places, loads of the cafes and restaurants still wasn't having people inside. It was outside only.
Right, so it's really London that we're just moving mad.
It's literally just London that moves mad. Because even last year, in October, when I went to the Cotswold, you couldn't go into the shops. There was a table and you had to order at the door. Yeah, like, it was still very... The rest of the UK is very COVID, sticking to the guidelines. But you know, London's ratchet, don't catch it. Like, ghetto fabulous.
Mate, they what can't rules? Contain us.
No.
They can't contain us. I'm quite
there
scared.
There were loads of events where, like, loads of security guards were just like, fuck it, they're not fucking sitting down and just let them dance.
Yeah, I think that when I got home, I started doing the conspiracy theories and checking the news to see what the people are saying. And like, you know how it is with the lockdown thing? It's like, you see all the stuff in the news.
Yeah.
Boris denies it. Yeah. And then he goes with what the news are saying. So basically what they're saying is that it's probably too soon to release us on the 21st because it looks like there's a third wave coming in the numbers. Like, it's creeping up. It's really slow, but obviously creeping. There's a delay, but you don't want to like open everything up again. Then it goes like out of control.
Yeah.
So that's what they're saying. Boris is denying it, that June 21st is a go.
Okay, you know.
So I say all that to say,
like,
we're here for a good time, not a long time. Keep doing it and enjoy because we might get locked down.
Lockdown, yeah. You hear that, everyone? Say yes.
Say yes.
Say yes and ask friends out as well. Don't always wait for the invite. Be proactive and be the inviter.
Yeah. Or just invite yourself.
Or just invite your...
Where you at?
So
that had to be on that.
Literally. Sick things are gone.
Sick things are gone. I love this season for us. It's really enjoyable.
I'm just like loving it. I've been... my eyes are everywhere. I'm scouting it. I'm like, you paying?
Triumphant?
I'm literally everywhere. I'm like a hawk.
Oh my God, I had a moment with a guy.
Oh, go on, tell me.
But you know what? You're going to hear this story. I'm really proud of me.
Right,
so I come out in this illegal rave thing, smoking area. What am I doing there? Just scouting. And he's like on the other side of the rails.
Yeah.
He come late, he can't get let in. So he's standing there. I'm like, oh, like, what are you doing? Like, oh, he's like, oh, I can't get in. Da, da, da. And you know that thing? I don't know how to explain it. Like, if someone says something and then two of you are like, huh?
Okay, yeah.
He basically said, do you want a lips? And I was like, huh? And that is, you know, that's such my banter.
Yeah.
That is such my banter. So I was like, so my friend was there and she left because she was like, well, damn, like, it's going up.
I'm out.
No, she's like, I'm out. Like, do you? So I'm up in my element. I'm flicking the brain left and right. Like, yeah, like, you trying to fuck? And then this girl that I think he was in like a group of people prior to that talking to, and she was like really drunk, and she comes back and I'm like, hun,
like, fuck off,
can't you see that I'm trying to do something here? She's chatting, DMCing, but he's also entertaining it.
Oh, so that's annoying.
At first I was kind of like, I was standing there like waiting for it to end. But it wasn't ending. So I was like, well, I'm going to respect myself and I'm going to leave.
Because
if you can't tell her to piss off, then
I'll
you ain't for
myself.
Me.
Yeah.
And you ain't going to be the one to lips tonight. So we got to go. And it was quite sad, but I was just proud that I can't. What am I standing there like? Sasquatch.
Yeah, no, literally. Third wheel.
Third wheeling. And I'm not looking down on anyone, but it's like, come on, I'm the Beyoncé in this.
You're the main character.
I'm the main character.
So in your show, the main character lives. And that's how it goes.
Like, I got to go.
Yeah.
Bow out gracefully, and I was like, nah. So maybe next time you see me, you know that you've got to give me 100%.
Yeah.
Not 75.
I'm like that for you that you left.
I really like that. The old me would have stood there.
Like,
I would have been like,
now?
Cast away.
We are cast away.
I would literally be standing on the side like, oh, hoy there.
No, you're the clown. I wish you
TikTok references
that.
For anyone,
yeah, anyone
who
doesn't know. TikTok references.
Literally, I'm the clown. What am I doing
what
here?
What are you doing? Like, get out?
Get
no, but you
out.
Did. You did that.
I did.
You did that.
I love that for me.
That's so Jay.
Oh, it's really nice talking about, plus the rum punch, but it's really nice. I'm getting all the feels and the nostalgia and more stories, man.
More stories summer. To come. I can't wait. And you know what? It's because everyone's on our vibe. Like, everyone's on this wave of like just not fucking caring.
Not fucking
like
care.
Everyone's on it. Like everyone's like, I'm out here. Like, where are we going? I'm there. Like, and I love it. I've enjoyed watching everyone's stories this weekend.
Yeah.
It's warmed my heart. Yeah. And the girls, they knew the assignment. Like,
oh yes.
The girls, all you girls out there.
The
you
fashions,
are doing the
fashions.
Damn thing. Like, I'm like, wow, like, I fancy all of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing stuff. Great content. I'm loving it. Everyone's living their best lives.
Even the guys, though.
And the guys. I love seeing them at a brunch, cheersing and having fun.
Let me tell you, the sexiest thing for me is seeing guys sit down at a bottomless brunch.
And it's just guys. Best time. And they're laughing and joking and spudding and like, ding, 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 clinking.
Black boy joy.
Yeah, I love it.
I love it.
It warms my heart.
I was on the Monday when I was at home doing my bottomless brunch indoors. I was replying to everyone's stories like, I love this for you. Wow. Black boy joy. Wow. So fun. Wow. You guys look so lovely. Wow.
Well,
I've never messaged
it.
That many people. I'm like, but wow. Enjoy
know.
For me. But I just...
It's
the energy.
Great.
The
it's
energy.
Nice. It's so nice.
I need support. I'm not going to sit there and be a hater. Like, low-key hating. But
hating,
I'm also...
But
I'm
like,
so
yeah.
happy that you are doing
like,
it.
So you want to slide my DMs or not? You know?
I mean, it was girls and guys. But
yeah, but... Yeah,
I'm like... I was like, you was... We going to slide? Slide?
I slid in someone's DMs this weekend. Why are you laughing?
Because I just really love this conversation.
I'm like, are you going to say something cheeky?
No,
I feel
no,
like something's
no.
brewing in
no,
you.
Right, no, no.
Okay. I slid into this guy's DMs that
yeah.
I wanted to slide in for a while now, a couple of weeks. And I just thought, I was on the train to Brighton and we've had a few tinnies. And obviously, I got in quite late the night before
yeah.
I was out. So... That one tin just reignited
yeah.
the alcohol in me. And I thought, fuck it. I'm with my girls. What's the worst that can happen? Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't answer from a friend in the beach. Anyways.
No, it's that dramatic,
it's
though.
That dramatic. No. Okay. So I do my famous Kim Kardashian meme.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he sends me back, like, the Samuel Jackson, like, at last meme.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, literally screamed.
Oh my God.
I was with Drea, screamed. They're like, whoa. And oh my God, he responded. And it was like, every time he responded, I was like, I don't want to look. I can't look. It was great. I mean, he's aired me now, but.
What was the final words? You're whacking out your phone
Let
like
me
a secretary.
Tell you, it is. The final words were, I think I might have been a bit too much.
Oh no. Were
he
you drunk?
Was saying, hope I see you real soon.
Okay, that's
and
good.
And I said, well, give me a date, place and time and I'll let you know if I can make it.
Oh, he read it wrong. You would be in cheeky, like, give me a date, place or time and I'll let you know if I can make
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
He read it as, give me a date, place or time and I'll let you know if I can make it. That's how he's read it.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
So he's read it as
yeah,
like,
he's just liked it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was me being like, give me a date, place and time, I'll let you know if I can. Of course
but
I can
you,
fucking
let
make
me see,
it.
Show me the message. You see, you do this thing where you don't emoji enough.
Oh, I don't send emojis.
You needed like a tongue sticky out the side one, like, ah!
Right.
It's too late. Relax. Calm.
It's fine.
So just, okay,
we'll
strategy.
Come back. Strategy. Next time post a story.
You reply.
Simple. Next time he posts, we reply.
Now she's going to turn post okay. notifications.
The last time he posted was in 2020. But it's fine. Over a year ago, April 2020.
No, you don't post on stories.
Well, I ain't seen a story yet.
Oh, fuck.
Let me put on post notifications.
Oh my God, don't.
On just on stories.
Dramas.
I'm busy, girl. I might miss it.
This is what we're like, guys. This is what we are like.
I want to say something, but now I'm a bit scared in case
this
person listens, know about something. I want to ask you guys, well, ask you for your opinion.
Well, we're here now, so, you know, go on.
Sure, it is.
It's your podcast. Do what you want.
What happens?
Oh God. Oh God, I'm scared. What is this question?
If you fancy.
Oh dear.
A guy that you've seen before's mate. So you introduced to the mate and you're like, actually, you're kind of vibes.
In how did you see the mate?
In their house.
No. you said you was... how were you seeing, you said you were seeing the friend.
Oh, just a date.
Oh, one date.
One date.
Did you kiss?
Seen each other twice.
Did you kiss?
Yes.
How kissy was the kiss?
It's kissy.
Tong, tong.
Yeah. It's the whole shebang.
How long ago was it?
Last week.
Castaway. You're a castaway. Just stop it. A week ago. Nah, man. I know we're dipping and doing, but we're not dipping and doing like that.
You can't, can you?
No, I think
they live together.
Yeah, mate, you're a castaway, mate. If it's like last year, they're kind of friends, but
I've met
loosely.
This guy, right? Had a great date, right? It also happened to be his housemate one day.
Wait, hang on one sec. We need to go off mic for a second. Yeah, no.
Okay.
No. No.
Because I was like, I think I fucked it.
But this is why. You've got to take a step back. Assess the situation. Can't be rushing. Can't be
lips, you know? Lips-a-roo. But anyways, it don't even matter because it don't matter. But in my head, I'm just like, oh, fuck. Like, he's kind of vibes, actually. He's a bit more on my way.
To be fair, thinking about it, would you... Had you not gone on a date, you would have never met the friend anyway.
So, yeah.
Fine. But that being said, I think it's just way too soon.
Cool.
Do you have his details, the friend?
No.
Well, that's it then.
Oh, I was talking to him and I just thought...
Was he giving you, like, vibes?
I just thought, I can feel flighty. Amber is just... You know, like a genie, and the genie comes out of the thing.
Yeah.
Flirty Amber's coming out.
No, but should I give real advice?
See myself getting like.
So I'm giving you advice as me,
yeah.
And as your cousin, and as someone that cares about your mental well-being, right? I mean, like, that's a right thing to do. If you don't care about what the guy thinks, then do what you want.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because that's it boils down to is like whether you care if someone's going to think, rah, like she's mad, like she moved mad, or I hate her guts, or, you know?
Yeah, I feel like you said something earlier. You said something last week, and I thought, oh, that really resonates with me.
What did I say?
That you're accidentally like in your toxic bag.
Oh, I didn't say that on the podcast. I think we were having a convo.
Yeah, we were having a conversation.
Oh, I'm toxic as fuck.
Yeah, and I thought... This really makes a lot of sense in my mind now because I actually don't care about anyone's feelings other than my own, and I'm only out here to serve myself and whatever makes me happy.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're willing to stand in your toxic truth and accept any ramifications of what that may
lead to,
then, great.
That's all I needed to hear.
Jesus Christ, is that how you...
Pardon me, sorry.
The burping is back.
Yeah, I'm back.
No, yeah, I my toxic thing, I haven't spoken about it on the pod.
No, I don't know if...
Not that I wasn't going to. I think timing and where we recorded the last one and like my process. But I started off and, you know, obviously we give up a lot on the podcast. But there are certain things that it ain't for you guys. It ain't for the TV. It ain't for the audios. I've been doing some mad things. I've been moving a bit mad, moving a bit crazy. And I had a moment and I had to sit down myself down. You know the meme of Tiffany, I'm New York sitting on the bed in the sunglasses?
No, literally.
Yeah, I sat myself down. I said, honey.
What are you doing?
You're moving so toxic. I think you need some therapy. And I ended up therapizing myself. I went through the whole process. And I realized that, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
In the moment, I was a bit like, wow, like, you're acting really crazy. Maybe you need to like unpack things. Maybe you have like trauma. And I was like, fuck that shit. Like, I'm actually just having a good time. And I actually don't think I'm toxic. I think
you're putting yourself
first.
How
I was before was a different form of toxic because I was, like you said, not putting myself first and putting other people ahead of myself.
It was like
and
everything was at
like,
the expense of your happiness.
Of me. Yeah, exactly.
And of you.
Whereas now I'm putting myself first and like, if you're sad, like, here's a tissue.
Yeah, like... Wipe them tears away.
Like cry, like I'm here for a good time, not a long time.
Literally. And who said to get all emotional about it?
Like, I mean, that's on you.
And you know what I just think? This is why boys have no stress. This is why
they don't
just,
care.
They don't care. You know what? Not caring. Oh, fucking
hell. Oh, it's fabulosity.
My life is so stress-free.
Mate, I sleep like a babe.
Like a fucking babe.
Literally.
Sleep. I ain't got no one to stress about. Who have I called? Who have I not called? Who's texted? Who's not texted? I don't fucking care.
My only stress is like, am I going to get the invite to this barbecue or nah?
Literally, am I fitting into that dress?
Even that actually, because something to touch on. I think you had somebody message you about this in terms
about anxieties of what to wear when you go out. this weekend, obviously I know I've put on weight and blah, 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 blah. But this weekend was like that kick I think I needed. That was just like, get your fucking shit together. Because the person you want to look like, and I don't, I think anyone should wear whatever the hell they want to wear. Like, I don't, you know, I believe in dressing to your shape, but that's just my personal opinion. Like, you, everyone should wear what they want to wear. But for me, I'm like, you want to look a certain way. You want to wear certain things. You're not in the right place to be doing this.
Yeah.
And now you're crying on the bathroom floor.
Oh, were you really?
No. But in, it's like, in my head, I'm just like, come on. Now I'm trying to see how to put the Spanx on this and that. I'm doing better, extra, extra, extra. Where, like, if I just fucking shut my mouth and not eat, maybe I could wear the dress properly. Now I'm looking, how am I gonna, how am I gonna tuck my waist in? Like, and I am. I'm looking. I'm like, God, how am I gonna face tune this? And I think it's a very natural thing for all the girls to do. But it's like, stop that.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I'm actually the opposite right now. And I mean, we still did the Chloe Ting thing. You know, I got to about day six.
Fabulous. You did really well.
No, no, I really did.
You did so well. I was very surprised when you dropped out because then you only had 1 more week left. Oh, three
no,
more,
it was in
4 weeks.
You know what it was? I, time of the month.
Oh, yeah. And then yeah, I was when like, that hits, it's
and
like,
then,
no.
Yeah. But I really just, I just feel like I'm giving this summer the body that I have.
Mm-hmm.
And I might intermittently try and eat a salad. Yeah. I might do a bit of like a jog, but I'm not going to stress myself out. And when you spoke about the Facetune thing, that really resonated with me because as much as, and I want to say this because there are people who like, there's fat shamers and there's skinny shamers. And I get it all the time when I'm talking about like my weight. People are like, no, you're so, so, like, you're so, it's like, no, like I know me. And for me,
yeah,
I'm
for
the
you,
biggest
yeah.
that I've been, but it is what it is. And I've been, obviously we do the Instagram thing, like I've sucked it, I've Facetuned my stomach, like,
yeah.
I've cut it and spliced it and
the way
sucked
I
it
hold
and tucked
in
it and smudged
the
it
angles,
and now I think my last couple posts I'm like, bro, like I look ticking it, like it's what it is, like take the belly, like what, like whatever,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because it doesn't make sense, like I'm gonna do the nip and tuck online, but I'm not willing to like put my head in the game and do the nip and tuck in real
life.
They're gonna see it anyway,
and that's the issue as well. It's like, okay, you do all of that, and when they see it, it's like, rah, you're actually square. It's like, I am.
No, literally.
I am.
But I do get it in terms of the anxiety of what to wear, how to dress to manage your weight or whatever it is you look like. And I would say, I don't know, like, I mean, I'm in this very, like, toxic phase, so my advice is very, like, unhelpful. But honestly, like, who gives a shit? Like, the reality is, when I see people, I don't be like, rah, like, she's a bit, oh, God, there's a bit of back fat coming out. Like, I don't really process those things. And the reality is, like, the average person doesn't really care. And what I deep for me, the only people that I really care about their opinion tends to be guys that I fancy, because that it kind of links, because like you want to be your best self and blah blah blah, but outside of that, like, you guys are gonna get what I give.
I feel exactly the same. It's the guys who I fancy, or maybe I'm talking to, I'm like, I know this isn't the best version of myself, and like, I want you, naturally you want that person to see the best version of themselves. And I think that as well kicked me up the arse. So like when I went on the date, I was just like, I don't feel comfortable. I'm like really tense. I'm holding in. Like, is my left roll going to roll out? Like, what's going to happen here? But I do think as well, when it comes to like having anxiety and dressing, we really do overthink things. And we're like, this person's going to say this, that person's going to say that. But in the grand scheme of things, this is going to sound really horrible, and I'm just speaking generally and to myself, like, you're not that important. People actually do not care. And I would say you wear what you wear, and especially living in a city like London where it's so diverse and you can be yourself, just be true to yourself. You know, if you want to wear what would you, just I just feel like you wear what you want to wear. I don't really have like, I don't know, much advice on that other than you have to just do you.
And step out with confidence as well. Like, even if, like, we all have our days. I'm not going to say that. Obviously, I'm saying I don't care about what people think about me, but it doesn't mean.
Yeah.
We all have our days where it's like, oh, I don't really feel like my best self. Even though I don't care, I don't feel my best self.
Yeah.
But you just have to step out in confidence and be like, you know what? this ain't the best outfit I can give the streets, but this is what they're going to get. And I'm going to rock it, and I'm going to put my accessories, I'm going to spray my nice spritz so I smell nice and do the makeup. And sometimes that actually, your aura can carry you more so than what you're wearing or what your makeup's like. Do you know what I mean?
I always think as well, you know, sometimes when you have those days and you try everything on, like you have an outfit in your head.
It's not working.
Right, it doesn't work, it doesn't work. The thing that works for me, I resort back to basics.
Right.
Nothing will beat a basics. A mum jean, an Air Force, a white t-shirt, or a white vest or something.
Less is more.
Less is a blazer, a bomber jacket. And then if you've got a slick hair and like nice neutral makeup, I feel like that will take you a long way than all this like trying
glitz
to do.
Glitz and glamour,
Glitz and glamour too much. So like if you are having one of those days where like nothing's working, blah, 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 sometimes you just need to resort back to basics and you just need to give them a basic fit, give them a glam face, give them a good hair, and that will carry you, like you said, your aura as well. If you wear anything with confidence too, I do think that drives you because, like, you can tell the people wearing their clothes with confidence, like they spread that energy of like, I'm me,
and this is me, like this is my style, and it might not work for you, but it works for me.
Those would be the tips I would give for anyone who's a bit anxious of stepping back outside. And obviously everyone's trying to give their best and is dressing to the nines. But, you know, you're your world. You're the main character of your world. So you do what's right for you and what makes you feel comfortable.
And also, because I think a part of it is like pressure of looking good. Another part of it is pressure of like spending money to look good, i.e. buying new clothes. Rewear that outfit, sis. The top I'm wearing right now, I wore it on Saturday.
Yeah.
Guess what? I didn't take a picture. So nobody will know.
Who's
going to know?
How are they going to know?
Well, you guys know now. But do you know what I mean? Like, it's my clothes.
Dude, when
I used my
this?
Money to
was
buy
it. Was
it
last episode?
And it might have been,
or something. But it was like, rewear it. No, like, come on. What was that? Like, I'm ready. I wore this lovely brown dress. I'm ready to bring that back out again.
Especially when it's like, when you wear something, you're like, wow.
That looks good. You can't just wear that
one
time. You
can't wear it once.
Are you mad?
But if you wore it in North London, you got to give it to East London.
Right. I need everyone to see it. Yeah. I'm wearing it again. Especially once you find an outfit that bangs and maybe you didn't think was going to bang. You have to rinse it. You have to rinse it. You effy.
Rinse it, baby.
Because I got outfits in my mind that I'm wearing again.
Yeah, no facts. Oh my God, my Bershka wish list. I did a little like, you know, you got to put it in the wish list.
Oh God, I need to take my stuff back.
I need to take that skirt back.
Should we do it Saturday?
Let's.
That's so smart.
That's so smart. Skirts really, you know what? I need to, this is a dilemma. I'm going to put it out there. Maybe you guys can help me.
Go on.
My body shape doesn't take skirts.
Oh.
Because I've got like, I've got the thin, I mean, it's not thin, but
smaller than your hips,
smaller waist, and then my bum just like comes out. So even the skirt I'm wearing now, it's like bare high. It doesn't sit on my, I don't know, skirts just don't work for me.
Yeah, I have the exact,
it's either too high
problem.
Well, it's only ever too high. It doesn't sit on my where it's
our
supposed to sit.
Our bum where we walk lifts the skirt, so I have the same problem with this skirt. When I walk, it lifts up here and then it's bare
folding,
short.
Yeah,
it doesn't like, well, we're blessed with a bum, but it's not every day.
I just want it to sit
nothing
good.
Like, I have that problem with skirts, with flowy skirts as well. Like, it doesn't just sit and then I have to get a size
up. It goes up a bit and sits on the bum.
It's just like, I just want a small bunda so clothes can hang nicely off me instead of bare back
and just
off.
Look good.
Like, I don't want it.
Yeah, because I feel like when I wear skirts, I look like a 9-year-old. There's something very childlike.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Because of the way the skirt ends up sitting, it's like, this, it ain't right.
Mm.
I hate it here.
Yeah.
And then when you get the bigger size, it's worse.
It's worse. And then it's bare. Oh,
it's Gape City.
Yeah, I don't really wear skirts that often for that reason, because it's just like a hassle, because I'm constantly hoisting it down.
But what's really funny, because over the bank holiday, I was looking like, oh, I'm going to wear it. I have no clothes. Typical. And I was like, oh, I don't have any skirts. I was like, it's summertime. And now when I'm wearing this denim skirt, I'm like,
this is why
I don't have skirts. Because what the hell? Like, why would I be wearing a skirt, please?
The only one skirt that I love to wear is my black satin one. That's, I feel like, the only skirt that actually just sits on my waist properly, doesn't rise or anything. It just drops all right-ish. I mean, the mum's still there, but like, it's just fine.
It's a drama.
Good.
Well, I guess turning that into advice on the question is you have to find what works for you. And what works for others might not work for you. Like, I see people wearing skirts. I'm like, wow, that looks great. But I know it's not going to look great on me. Mm-hmm. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And I know what my bag is. Like a really nice, like funky kind of jean or funky kind of trouser. Or I think that's more me. Like that and a top. I don't really wear dresses that often.
Yeah. I don't really. I was looking because I've done the swappy now. Winter clothes in the suitcase. Yeah. And I was just looking. I just thought, God, I actually do not like dressing in summertime because the dresses, skirts and stuff, it's just the way my body works. Yeah. It's just not right. Like I like a jean and a t-shirt. Yeah,
but it's too hot.
But it's obviously too hot for that. Like I don't have any like just normal day dresses or if I do, they just look literally like mufti day dresses.
Like yeah, like you're in school. Yeah. I'm really enjoying cycling shorts.
I might have to just get loads of cycling
loads
shorts.
Loads of cycling shorts. And you can get some, like, ones that don't look like you're going to gym. It's kind of like
a bit ribbed ones. Yeah.
Because it's just, my legs are out, but everything's intact. Mm. I feel comfortable. It's not like this is riding, that is riding. Like, I can't even really wear shorts, to be honest. Because
I don't wear
like,
shorts either. It's same
like,
thing.
It's like, pom-pom, ton up, like, are we at carnival? And that's not what I'm trying to give. I'm just trying to be cute.
Thick thighs as well. They rub. So then the middle bit of my shorts goes inside and it just, like, it goes up. So it's just awful. Can't wear shorts, can't wear jumps, play suits, can't wear skirts. Dresses have to get bigger size. It's all a bit of a faff. Long. Oh, to be a woman, eh? To be a woman. Bloody woman.
To be a woman. Drama.
Drama. Yes. What?
No, I'm just laughing. I guess, I mean, to summarize, do you have fun as best as you can. Don't
got one
think
life.
About...
Live it.
Yeah, don't think about what people say. And also, I think this is probably the best year to have that mentality because everyone is the main character in their own life. Nobody's looking at you.
Everyone's just out. Everyone's actually out for a good time, not a long time. Everyone's actually just out to enjoy.
Literally.
Enjoy their best lives.
Enjoy your best life. Wear less. Go out more. You know how Drake said
that,
it.
No, that is literally it.
Starting wearing less and going out more.
Yeah, I am.
It literally activated this weekend.
I'm skin out central, mate.
Get the legs out.
Get your tits out. Get your batty out. Get it out. Get it all out.
Let it all hang out. Speaking of things hanging out, we have a nice little brand announcement.
Ah, yes, we do. So, this new brand has launched. It's a new swimwear brand. It's called Haifa Vision. That's Haifa Vision. And it's a new swimwear brand by celeb makeup artist Zara MUA. And
Round of applause.
Congratulations. We do love to see a woman entrepreneur.
Mm.
She's doing her thing.
It's all handmade pieces.
She has spent the last few months, every single night, after her 9-to-5 job, hand stitching, like sewing all of these.
That's amazing.
And I just think like, wow, like I can never, but I have to salute.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? So they've just launched on Monday, just gone, and it's only one collection now. It's a swimsuit and it's a really nice pistachio color.
I love the color.
Really, really nice. It's a, it's a thongy. What are they called when it's like near to nothing bikinis?
What is it? I don't know. Something kini.
Yeah. You know, like the kind of Opoly ones where it's like thongy and things like that. It's that kind of vibe. Like very great for tanning. You know, when you're on your private yacht and you want to shake your ass on a yacht.
I've been suffering for 19 years.
Yeah, literally, that is the vibe. It's on. Everything is so... no, but
shake
literally...
Shake my ass in a thong.
In a thong. It's all like very adjustable vibes. You can tighten the top, loosen the top. The way it's like... it's not halter neck, but it's like bra vibes almost.
Okay.
So that's good for like sunbathing or whatever, whatever. Go and check them out. Haifavision.com. The price point, I think, is really decent, especially for something that's been handmade.
Yeah.
Do I say the price?
Yeah, of course. Come on.
So it's £30 for the top, £30 for the bottom. So you can
buy them. That's very reasonable.
So reasonable. You can buy them. That's like
60.
No, that's like, I'm trying to compare to like high street.
I thought she was doing maths.
No. I'm trying to compare to high street stores, and that is like really reasonable. And yeah, they go up to a size 16.
Okay.
I believe. Or it may be an 18. Oh God, let me have a quick look.
Oh God, quickly.
Not too sure. But yeah, really decent. Yeah, so you can buy them separately. That's what I was saying. So if it's just bottoms you want, I think that's pretty cool. And yeah, I'm very proud. Obviously, I'm a bit biased as my friend, but I'm really, really proud of her.
No, it's amazing. We stan.
We do stan. We stan.
It looks absolutely amazing. Go check it out, guys.
Yeah. So cheap.
Have you got the size though? You still checking?
Yeah, it is. The size. Oh, so it goes up to an XL, which is a 14.
Okay.
A 42, but because it's all adjustable and everything, you know, it'll work out for everybody.
You can figure it out.
So, yeah.
Things we love to see. That. All right, guys, we've come to that time in the episode.
Woo-hoo!
Where we give you item of the week.
Yeah, baby. Oh my God, I love
the
my
sound.
Item. What sound?
Item of the week.
Oh my God. Sorry.
You know, you've been amazing every week. Just fucking
ruined. I can't believe
you. You ruined it.
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's a rum punch.
It's the fucking rum punch. I had two sips.
It is strong. We need to, you know this is in burnt oak.
We need to get there. That's what we need when we're out on lash.
This
will get us right.
Right,
this
wholesale.
Will get us in a lot of trouble.
We love trouble.
Castaways. We are castaways.
Okay, no, can we give them the backstory to this castaways thing?
Oh, guys.
You tell the story. I'll be a bystander real quick.
So, shock horror, we go Bar Italia. Meeting up with shock horror, May Miller.
Shock.
Oh, shock. Of course we are. The fucking Three Musketeers. We're just the worst together, but I love it. And we end up going to this house party. Fine. And we're absolutely, well, Prinny's absolutely rat-ass at this point.
On a Thursday.
She keeps saying, yeah, I got to go to the office the next day. I'm thinking, yeah, right, you're going to the office. All right, hun. Anyways, so we go outside some fresh air because we're like, I think we need some fresh air because a lot of things are happening. Prinny's trying to DJ. She's trying to steal the DJ's laptop. Just so much is happening in this room. So we go. She sat on the floor, like just on the floor inside this apartment. And I'm videoing her and she's like, castaways. I'm a castaway. I'm just like, what the hell is she saying?
So she's taking this video, right? So the next day, I've obviously woken up, hungover as fuck. Like, don't even know where I'm coming or going. I'm still drunk, more or less.
1,000%.
So Amber started sending me files, like the pictures, the videos.
All the archives.
And I'm watching this and I'm like, I'm a castaway. And I was like,
what is that?
I was like, that's so random. But why am I saying that? We didn't think anything of it. It's just like me being an idiot. Like, yeah. I'm an absolute idiot. It would be me saying I'm a castaway.
Yeah,
because,
literally.
Like, why would I not be a castaway? Later on in the day, Amber sends me a TikTok.
And I'm like...
It's a fucking sound.
Of TikTok. But we don't remember.
Like, I swear to God.
She was like, she was like, did you sing this? I was like, I've never heard this until you said it. And I was like, why is she singing? Like, it was so
And
random.
I had never heard it until you sent me the TikTok. And I was like, wow, I literally live in TikTok.
Like it's your
in
subconscious.
My subconscious that I know TikTok sounds that I've never heard of, but I know them. Because I'm a castaway. Ahoy there. You can't make any of this up.
At all.
So bizarre. But I love it here. Summer 2021. We are just getting started.
Because we're wearing less and going out more.
Because I'm in the way. Right. So we've come to that time of the episode where we're going to give you item of the week.
Yeah.
So for anyone who's new here, item of the week is where we bring an item that's a wish list, you know, a coveted item that we've been looking at, and we share it with you guys to give you guys some fashion inspo. And obviously you're listening. If you want to see the items, head over to styleandcitydiaries.com where you can get all the direct links. Why you laugh?
I'm laughing at me saying I know that's right.
Why you laugh? All right, should I go first?
Yeah,
I seem a bit ready.
I'm ready.
Makes a change.
I'm fucking ready, mate.
Makes a change. All right, mine is, so Miu Miu and Levi's have this little collection where Miu Miu are kind of upcycling old denim.
Yes.
Just making it, you know, like fancy smancy, giving it that razzle dazzle, that Miu Miu effect. And I've picked the, it's out of stock, bloody hell. These rich people don't waste time,
listen,
you know?
Listen, the price is a mazzaline.
Give me a chance, price. Give me a chance to save my pocket money at
literally.
Least. Anyway, it's the Levi's times Miu Miu denim trucker jacket. It's a nice denim jacket, embellished. You've got kind of like some pearl action going on. You've got some embellished flower situations. Nice. It's just very, it's one of those that like...
Bit of embroidery on there.
You know, like... We're just going to do a it's basic very... white tee, chill, but I just put on my jack and I'm crazy, you know? So, you know, it's going to take me a while to save the pocket money because it's cost, you know, it's more expensive than buying a little runaround vehicle that I need to buy. It's £3,950. How is this out of stock? What are you
is
not
out of
like?
Stock?
Kids?
Who is buying that?
Mate.
Sorry, who just actually just go down to Rocket in Brick Lane and just embellish it yourself? I mean, I get it.
No, I get it. I get it.
But like,
I get it.
Do you know what? We say this now, but if when the money's talking, we won't even think twice about it.
I'd be like, £3,900.
I'd be like, they're cheap.
Something like.
Doesn't change right there.
Right there.
Right there. So, are you done? Sorry.
I'm done, yeah. Darling.
So mine, I'm actually going to get mine. But you know, I've been thinking about it for a while. It is from this brand called Soda London.
Ooh, okay.
Soda, S-O-D-A-H. Mm-hmm. And it's their Angel 2.0 green cutout dress.
Oof.
Now I've got a brunch in
oof.
July and I think this is what I'm going
oof-dee,
to wear.
Oofty, oofty, oofty.
It's pengers, isn't
it's
it?
It's giving me hot, girl, someone. H-A-W-T.
Like wearing less, going out. I know there's arms, but it's still wearing less.
Wearing less and going out more.
Oh, yeah. You see it?
Oh.
Okay, great.
How much is it?
You're right, £52.
Oh, I want it as well.
No, they've got other colours.
Oh, I'm getting no. it.
So basically, the way the top here, the way the dress is, right, it's mesh, and now their new ones is underlined mesh.
Right,
before
nice.
It wasn't
yeah,
underlined,
yeah, yeah.
It was getting all like my nipples showing.
Yeah.
My nipple showing. And so basically, it like across like diagonally, it's got kind of like, little cut holes out, like yeah. cutouts, and then the bottom half of the dress, the side of it is ruche. You know, I love a ruche.
Ruchey.
It's absolutely stunning vibe. So yeah, it's £52 from this brand called Soda London, and they've got it in other colours too. Look, that's the blue one.
Ooh.
And that's that one.
No, but yeah, the green one is.
I feel
nice
like the green
one,
one's
yeah.
the vibe. Yeah, so that's my item of the week, and I will be buying that very soon.
Things we love to see.
That. Oh my God, can I just let everyone know, I bought one of my items of the week.
Yeah?
I bought the purple Pangaea.
Oh yeah, you did, you did.
And she's a babe.
She's a babe.
She's a babe.
The vibes.
She's very soft, very warm, very
soft.
Thick. Soft. So thought I'd let y'all know.
Things we love to see.
That.
All right, guys, it's been real.
It's been real.
It's been real. Hope you got a lot from this episode.
Let us know what you guys are up to. And look, send the addy, we go and slide. If you have any motors, let us know.
Oh my gosh, yes. Also, we have a filter, so I'm not sure if you know.
Oh yeah, yeah.
If you
yeah.
go to Styling City Diaries on the Instagram, and on the page there's like a dot dot dot, it's like a little star thing, three stars, that's where our filter is, so you can use our City Diaries cam
yes.
to capture all your moments. And you know, if you want us to see, like, tag us so we
yeah,
can like,
tag
see
us
the
as well
vibes.
So we can see what you got. Oh yeah, oh my God, Denise went out the other day and she used our
oh, I love
thing
that.
And tagged it, and I was like, that is so jokes.
I love
but yeah
that.
If you use it, tag us so we can see what you guys are up to, you know,
what you guys are up to. But until next time,
stay safe. Wear your SPF, don't be a dick.
Keep looking sexy. Wear what you want to wear. Be you. You
be
are
you.
The main character.
In all the shows.
In all the shows.
Not mine.
Yeah, not mine.
See you later, guys.
Love you guys.
Bye. Bye.